This coming Tuesday is the first Tuesday of November, and that means it's time to add something to your list of things to do on that day. Vote. And if you're one of the people who are registered but haven't voted for a while, that's okay. People at the polls will gladly welcome you back. Either way, it's a responsibility that you're awarded as an American citizen that mandates your respect. The first guest this week is here to discuss the voting process, the information that's available to you about the candidates as well as the process, and what to do if you have a question or maybe even a problem on Election Day. She is the administrator of the Sussex County Board of Elections, Marge McCabe. Good morning, Marge.
Good morning, Chris.
And for Sussex County, you get more information by going to the county website, sussex.nj.us, and in the departments, Board of Elections, and you'll find all the answers and the results on election night, too. And if you're listening elsewhere outside of the county, go to your county website, and a similar path will get you to similar material. And just for the basics, Marge, Election Day Tuesday, what are the opening and closing times for the polls?
The polls open at 6 a.m. and close at 8 p.m.
And on Monday, is it still possible for early voting?
Absolutely. Any voter can still go to the county clerk's office here in Newton up until 3 o'clock p.m., and they can vote right there.
Now, I remember, this is how long I guess we've been talking about this, there was that transition period from the old-style machines to the electronic voting, or the iVotronic is the technical name of the of the mechanism. And, again, if you go to the Board of Elections website, you can see the graphics as far as the easy process. Or if you're one of those who hasn't voted since the changeover, this will be a good tutor for you. But pretty much the transition is all well and done. Everything is fine. Everyone's used to the new gadgets.
Oh, yeah, everyone loves our electronic voting machines. And actually, we've had them since 2001, so they're actually getting on in years, and we're starting to look at the next generation voting machines.
And one thing, too, with the electronic versus the old school, someone wants to do a write-in, it can't be any easier now.
That's right. If there's a contest where you'd like to do a write-in, it's a push of a button, and then a keyboard pops up. And you can type in the name of the candidate you'd like to vote for.
Has there been, I mean, not getting specific stats, but as a general awareness on your part, given the renegade spirit that's starting to run rampant on both parties, really, have you seen more activity in that realm of voting?
It seems like every year we do have a write-in campaign going on in one town or another. So it's obvious that people really are very interested in it.
And as far as with the information like I alluded to in the introduction, that thing that looks like a roadmap that you got in the mail a couple of days ago, there's a wealth of information in that sample ballot.
Absolutely. You can see your entire ballot, and it actually tells you where to go to vote. We do encourage voters to take a look at the ballot carefully, and you can even mark it up and take it to the polls with you.
And when there are ballot questions, that's the place where you can do some study as far as how the information appears on the ballot. And you do it early, you can do a little research on the issue if it was something you're unaware of because, well, you're going to be in the booth anyway, so why not cast your opinion even if it's something you're not aware of?
Absolutely.
Talking with Marge McCabe, who's the administrator of the Sussex County Board of Elections, sussex.nj.us. And again, just a little additional information, everything that we're talking about here for Sussex County, by and large, is going to apply to whatever county that you are listening to us in New Jersey. So go to your county website, get more information there, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Mentioned, too, in the introduction that might have been a load of times when someone's been at the polls to vote in the election. How can they make sure that they are still registered? And is there a point in time where a voter registration lapses?
No, a voter registration never lapses. The only time that a voter is removed from the voter registration system is if they've moved out of the county. And that's an indication because their sample ballot has come back undeliverable. If it comes back with another address from the post office, that voter gets a postcard asking them if they did indeed move to their new address. We always hope they're going to sign it and send it back. If they don't, we still keep them on the books for 4 years to make sure that it wasn't a mistake on the part of the post office. Excuse me. If a sample ballot comes back, just says undeliverable, that voter still does remain on the books for two federal general elections, to ensure that they have the opportunity to come back and vote.
And is that also the case, too, where someone goes to the polls anyway, not having the proper change of address or notification process? Well, what would happen then to that person, because they're not going to be found in the corresponding database that they need to be found in?
That's right. And if a voter has moved within the county, we encourage them to go to their new polling place, and they can call us and find out what that location is. They can go to their new polling place, and they can vote by provisional ballot. And the certificate that's attached to the envelope will come back to us, and we'll make sure that we get their correct address into the system for the next election.
I mentioned that because having moved a few times in my life, you think you've covered everything with your change of address, and inevitably there's a magazine you don't get, a bill you don't get, and maybe don't want, but they'll find you anyway. If not them, the sheriff will. And something like this, where you just think that, well, I put the notice out, it'll get to everyone eventually through a trickle-down or something. It doesn't always happen that way.
Well, fortunately, since we're tied into motor vehicle now, if you do change your address with MVC, we do get that information.
And that's also a means by which voter registration takes place.
That's right.
Wrapping our time with Marge McCabe, who is the administrator for the Sussex County Board of Elections. It's sussex.nj.us for Sussex County. You go to departments and Board of Elections, and we'll get you there. And then wherever you're listening throughout the state, go to the county website, and you get to the same spot on your county website. If someone has a question or a problem at the poll, but you've got probably one of the A-team as far as volunteers are concerned at the polls, but, you know, electronics and confusion, things didn't happen. So what happens if someone has a problem at the polls?
They can always call us. They just have to let the poll worker know. The poll worker has our phone number. And, by the way, they're not volunteers. They get paid $200 a day.
You are correct, Mont. I stand corrected on that.
Yes, so I do encourage anyone who'd like to be involved in your community to be trained as a poll worker. But a voter can get our number from the poll workers. They can call us right from their cell phones, and we'd be glad to answer any questions they have.
So, really, when you look at the process, Marge, and even now over the past decade plus with the electronic voting, early voting, absentee voting, whatever you want to call it these days, there really is no excuse not to vote, is there?
There's absolutely no excuse.
And you might not think of anything at the top of the ticket that's thrilling to you, but if you look at the races toward the further down the ticket, it's your backyard. So again, as a resident, as a citizen, on all levels, you really do have the obligation to step up. And you know, it becomes frightening when we have to talk about, well, we hope the voter turnout is in the double-digit percentage instead of the single-digit percentage. And don't laugh, there are some areas where that does happen.
I know.
And so it's Sussex County is a point of pride, albeit a low number, still ranks among the highest as far as voter participation is concerned. So you do have that as an asset, Sussex County voter. But there are a lot of residents in the county who should take the time to show up, and given the length of time that the polls are open, the ease by which you have alternatives to vote, even as late as Monday for early voting. Again, there are no excuses. Find out more for the voting process in Sussex County at sussex.nj.us. And in the top of the webpage on the homepage, you go to departments, Board of Elections, and they'll get you there. And if you're listening elsewhere in the state and really in the stream across the country, your county website is your resource for all voting information and results on election night. We've been joined this morning by the administrator of the Sussex County Board of Elections, Marge McCabe. Marge, thanks for your dedication to making sure the process stays clean, easy to use, user-friendly, and effective. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Chris.